was a little bit about 50 or so or more years left. The others killed off at some point during their stretch from the down here through the border. And of course, on the other side, there's a border wall here on the Tijuana side. It's still in the Detroit area, so the San Diego Tijuana area. And I think the main thing is that the way back on many of them is still sleeping. Whatever they've got, they're about 20 or so were in the hallway of the port of entry. And at this point, they've been told they're about 12 buses out of the port of entry. Installed, they've got more room. They say, testing the border protection, so they're in capacity and they've got more room for anybody else there to come in because they have to be continued to go through the detention process to then begin the road toward the asylum if they're not kind of deported to be successful in the country. So, they're going through the road mainly to many of young children, many of them living together, and they say that they are fleeing persecution and violence in their own countries of El Salvador and Guatemala and Honduras. They say that they are going to wait for that, but they don't know how long they're going to have to wait. They say for that the law says that the U.S. has to at some point. I hear they say that they've got to come with a little bit of that. Maybe some years have told that there is a detention fee. Thank you.